our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
I think I hurt my ankle real bad.
Just now?
No, like a couple days ago. On my scooter. What if I have adult onset Still's disease? Don't worry, I already told Anne that if I go to the hospital and I become in a coma, she should tell people about how my ankle hurt.
Just tell them that that's what you have.
Yeah, if I turn it the wrong way, it's like a shooting pain in my ankle. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I have some sort of fracture or
That's been my shoulder for like
thing.
The last 3 months.
I told you to go to the doctor.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, it's not fine.
It's totally
it's
fine.
It's not fine at all. Here's what I learned last night.
It doesn't hurt today, so that's good.
Podcast listeners at home, I would like you to take your arms and extend them directly in front of you. And I want you to put, like, the back of your hand up. And then I want you to look at your elbows. Are they facing the same direction? Because mine aren't.
No, you're fine.
No, I'm not. My right elbow is, like, perpendicular to my
they're both right here.
No, the inside of the elbow. So my right elbow is like perpendicular more or less to the outstretched hand, and the left elbow is not.
It's
like
close.
Higher up.
Did you know that people have like different, the two sides of their bodies are slightly different?
I do know. My ribs, like one side sticks out differently.
Maybe
than the
you're
other
just
side.
A mutant.
Maybe it's my ankle. Maybe my ankle made my arm bad. What if I lose my ankle because I hurt it? I'm hungry too. I didn't get to eat. And then I painted my nails and now I really can't eat.
I had emergency ramen.
What's the... Ooh, is that our snack? Is our snack ramen?
I mean, I could...
Is our snack those trail nut mix there?
Trail mix, yeah.
I think that's new. Okay, we're 1 minute and 56 seconds.
I can't eat any of these because...
Oh, no.
I can have one. I can have one of the things
that are... We're 1 minute and 56 seconds in and it's already snack time.
Well, we didn't eat yet.
Yeah, I know. And I won't get to eat at all. I must admit, I had a lot of lunch. I went to the...
What kinds of goodies?
Can you open it?
Here?
I went to the
I'm
lunch...
I'm just going
to
eat it through the bag?
I mean, versus me opening it. I went to the lunch cafeteria that's a couple of buildings away and had a pork belly sandwich. And, ooh, those need salt. Those are unsalted cashews.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't eat cashews.
Why?
You said you can't eat anything in the bag.
Oh. It's only if I chew on one side of my face. Oh. I went to a dentist today.
Well, I was talking about my lunch. I also had tater tots. That's all. You went to the dentist. How was it? What did they do?
They put a crown on.
Uh-huh.
I had my temporary crown that came off this weekend.
It did. Your appointment was supposed to be when?
Next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But they moved it up by a week because they had an open spot and I didn't have a crown on my tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Or a temporary crown.
Let's see.
It looks
it's
like
a different,
tooth.
It's a different color than your other
yeah.
teeth. It's like less transparent.
So, they like gave me a mirror and they're like, how does it look? And I'm like, it looks like it's supposed to be there. And they're like, well, that's good.
Were you lying? Because it doesn't look like that.
No, it looks like it's a tooth that's supposed to be in your mouth.
It looks like a different tooth than the rest of your teeth.
Well, the one on this side is the same way.
Is it? Let me see. Mm-mm. The one on that side is, like, less white.
Well, it's been there for a while.
No, but, like, not that it's yellower. It just seems more transparent, if that makes sense. I think I know someone who works at a dental lab, like, making those.
Yeah, they took, like, a mold of it last week,
uh-huh.
and then they gave me a temporary one, and then
they take
a
mold
a
of the one that they then broke.
What was there already? Yeah, they took
a
mold of what was there already, and then they took it out.
And then they like ground down the tooth that was there just to make a new version of it.
Uh-huh.
For reasons I don't really understand.
Oh, because it was all jacked up.
What does a crown do?
It protects your tooth. Well, if like you have a bad cavity, that you just can't fill it, or there's more than one in a tooth.
Oh.
It's just better to just take it
off. They just give up and give you a whole new part of that tooth.
Mm-hmm. And they just glue it onto the root.
You should get... Did you already throw away the statement that you opened?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wonder how much these things cost if you don't have insurance.
Oh.
I'm just interested in that.
Yeah.
But I guess we won't talk about it because you already threw it away.
I think the fillings are like $200 and then the crown was more.
Because my mom was telling me today.
The insurance didn't cover all of it, the crown.
She had an unexpected crown that her husband had to get. And it was like $1,600. And I was like, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
I know that intimately. I was lucky to be born with hard teeth and fluoridated water. So.
Mm-hmm. And to put the fluoride somewhere.
Yeah.
Might as well give it to the people to keep them calm.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it does?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure what it does is makes your teeth not fall out of your head.
But it keeps
No, did calm. You listen to the Sawbones on fluoride? There's a Sawbones on fluoride. It came out a month or two ago.
Oh, it's really haven't got there yet.
It's a good one.
Well.
Apparently, they found out about it because there was this whole town of people who had, like, really strong, amazing teeth, but they were all brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just completely brown. They looked like they were rotting out of their heads, but they were really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because their town had a bunch of fluoride.
Why are you telling me spoilers for the episode that I'm going to get to yet?
Not even.
I haven't got to. It was just a month ago.
You could probably find out, like, on Wikipedia. In, like,
yeah, but I want Sydney McElroy to tell me.
She's still going to tell you. She will.
But you already told me, and now I'm not even surprised.
We saw The Big Sick on Friday, and it's so good, you guys.
It was so good.
Or was it Thursday?
I don't know.
We saw it Thursday.
Sometime last week.
That's why I mentioned adult onset Still's disease.
You had an issue with the girl who played Emily.
Yeah, she didn't look like Emily.
She's like...
But she really...
She acted like Emily, but she didn't have her face.
Why are you taking my food away?
Because I'm hungry too. I'll go get my own.
Yeah. Make some cheese and crackers or something. I didn't think she looked like Emily, but she said the lines like Emily would, so I couldn't really get that mad about it.
I know what I can eat.
What can you eat?
I have yogurt.
You have yogurt? I think I have yogurt too.
You want your yogurt?
Uh-huh.
I have yogurt and nuts.
It's a double snack time.
You have fancy yogurt.
Can you open the yogurt? Because I can't.
This is more like just having a dinner.
Can you open the yogurt? Because I can't.
Yeah, I can. I know
Thanks.
You're...
So, we didn't really describe the snack that we were eating before. It's a...
Would you like a drink, too? Do you want some...
No.
We're having our dinner on the podcast because it's really late.
This is
late.
Not unprecedented.
It's really late and...
Neither one of us ate. I just came home and directly did my fingernail.
And I got home and directly tried to watch The Mist because there's a... I'm going to stir this up for you a little bit because this looks real gross.
I mean, I
could
stir it. What was I just trying to talk about?
Like wallpaper.
Oh, yeah,
face.
I was talking about The Big Sick. So she didn't look like Emily, but she said the lines the way that Emily would say them, and so I was okay with it. Like, she talked like Emily with Emily's voice, probably because Emily wrote it.
Do you hear that?
It sounds like thin yogurt.
I like to shake my yogurt up before I open it.
Did you ever have drinkable yogurt?
Like Goggurt?
Mm-mm. Like drinkable yogurt. It's like a yogurt drink.
Oh.
Not like...
I know what you mean. That's awful purple stuff.
No, not even like Yojay or...
What is Yojay?
Kefir or anything.
Oh, we have kefir.
Yeah, but that's not even like that. Like a smaller version of that. They have these like really tangy... I had them in India, but I think that they're in a lot of Asia. He's like really tiny. They're tiny little bottles. I think you can get them at Safeway.
Okay.
You know, these tiny little bottles of like drinkable yogurt. I don't know any other way to put it. But they're super sweet. They have a lot of sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good, and I think you'd like them.
So my yogurt that I'm eating for a snack is Tillamook Oregon Marionberry. So Tillamook is the brand that's in Seattle, and it's really good.
It's not just Seattle. I think they're from Oregon.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the brand that's here.
It's like the Pacific Northwest cheap brand.
Yeah, and it's really good. They make good cheese, too.
They do make good cheese. It's like, what's the equivalent in, like, the Midwest?
I don't even remember.
I guess it's like it's almost like regional. Like, Cass Clay was regional to Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, only on a bigger scale, because Tillamook is, like, I think they're in the whole country.
Yeah, Tillamook's good, though.
Because you can get Tillamook cheese in the Midwest. I definitely saw it.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Tillamook, Oregon.
You want to list through your ingredients?
Ingredient one, culturized, pasteurized, grade A reduced fat milk.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit blend.
Mm-hmm.
Milk protein concentrate, cornstarch.
Mine is, I am eating Siggy's Icelandic style skyr.
Oh, it's skyr. It's not even yogurt.
0% milk, fat, strain, not fat yogurt.
No, it is yogurt.
Huh?
I thought it was
skyr. It's just strained yogurt. That's what skyr is. It's, you make yogurt and then you strain it out. Oh. It's like Greek yogurt. That's all you do. Is
it looks like wallpaper paste.
Or like in India, like you for yogurt for like.
If you've ever had to put up wallpaper, this is the stuff that you put on it to stick to the wall.
I have the raspberry flavor. And these guys are all like super natural and stuff. Like if you tear off the sleeve, there's like a story of skyr inside.
Can I try it again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna see if I still hate it. Just a little tiny bit.
Hate it. Yeah? Is this too thick for you?
No.
You can't handle the thick.
Uh-uh. It's too
all
sour
natural,
and too thick.
Milk from grass-fed cows, no aspartame, no sucralose, no gelatin, no artificial colorings, no preservatives, no high fructose corn.
No good.
Doesn't have anything.
Doesn't have any good in it.
What it does have is 32% of your daily protein.
Oh, wow. That's just
yeah,
a protein
it's just protein.
Pile.
Ingredients. There are five. Mm-hmm. Five ingredients.
Okay.
Pasteurized skim milk.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Cane sugar. Fruit pectin and live active cultures. And then after that, it lists which live active cultures it has.
Hmm.
We've got S. thermophilus.
Mm-hmm.
L. delbrueckii subsp. Bulgaricus. B. lactis. L. acidophilus. And L. delbrueckii subsp. Lactis.
Sorry, I'm chewing a mouthful of nuts.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Because she didn't like it very much. What else did we do this weekend? Oh, we did the magic pre-release.
Yeah, we did that little thing. We did some of them. Yeah, every quarter or so, there's a magic pre-release. This weekend was the
that's
hour.
That's not like quarter the money. That's quarter, one-fourth
like
of the year.
Thing, yeah. So, this weekend it was Hour of Devastation, in which Nicol Bolas, who is a giant mean planeswalker dragon.
He's the meanest dragon there ever was, you guys.
He has decided to come back to the plane that he has
taken over?
Yeah, he took it over and just like convinced everyone there that he was the god.
And then he's left.
And then everyone was waiting for him to come back, and then he came back and just killed everyone.
Yeah, they all thought he was a god. Presumably that he was like good or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And what actually happened is he, like, erased everyone's memories and made them think he was good, and then they just left, and then he came back, and he's fuck all of you.
There were some other gods on the plane
mm-hmm.
that he altered their memory, but he just killed all the people that were not babies.
So they wouldn't remember the bad people.
Yeah.
And he like, wiped the memories of the gods so that they thought that their lives were different than they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the people grew up. Although, who took care of the babies?
The gods.
The gods took care of all the babies?
Yeah.
Oh, they're gods.
There's a whole bunch of them, huh? Well, there's five gods. Well,
five gods and a lot of babies. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, who knows how many babies
there are. That's so many diapers.
It's just one, like, small city.
Yeah, but, like, that's still... It's going to be a number of babies.
So, anyway.
If you have that many people to go through the trials after a while. Nicol
Bolas comes back, kills all the people, and then...
He didn't kill everybody, did he? Just like most of them.
Yeah, I guess a few survived.
He opened up gates so that they will.
Yeah. So he just wanted I guess his big plan was to just get an army of zombies to go take wherever.
Yeah.
And he also wanted in the last block.
Can you planeswalk like a whole bunch of zombies with you?
Like I'm saying, I was trying to tell the story. In the last block, he got Tezzeret to try and get a planar portal. So you could transport more than just himself to other planes.
What do you think his end goal is?
Take over other... Maybe take over Dominaria.
Oh, maybe Dominaria. We are going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting. Is there anything in Dominaria worth taking over, though?
I mean, it's healing. It's been a long time.
There's healing all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know. He's probably going to take over something. He has more plans. He was just really mad.
At
Dominaria, because that's what the mending happened.
Oh, he's mad at Dominaria? Oh, then he'll probably take over Dominaria.
Mm.
And they said we're going back to Dominaria, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What did you like the most about the pre-release? You did two pre-releases. You did one at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday with me.
Mm-hmm.
You did one at 5 p.m. on Sunday, which is a weird time for a pre-release, but you did it.
Oh, yeah. I got to see Marshall.
Marshall Sutcliffe of Magic the Gathering commentating fame, and also his podcast.
Limited Resources.
Yeah, I was getting there.
With Louis Scott Vargas.
LSV.
LSV. Ever heard of
him? Who is a pro player and also a commentator now. And, yeah, so your 5 o'clock p.m. one. That one better than the day before.
Yeah, it did. The day before, I played... I didn't get anything really good. I got that cat who makes other cats.
Yeah, I like that cat, though. The cat was fun to play. When it came out, anyway. Mm-hmm.
I got the same card in my other one, but I played him one time and didn't make any cats.
Yeah. You didn't make any cats?
No.
How do you not make cats?
Well, because you have to tap them and exert them to make cats.
Oh. Oh, the other cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The green one that makes
cats. The green one that makes cats. The king lion cat.
Yeah, that's his name, King Lion.
Yeah. I don't know what his name actually is, but I'm going with King Lion.
I would start singing the song from Lion King, but I don't remember it.
Which one?
I don't know, the one when he like holds up the cat.
The one song.
Circle of Life.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't know. I saw Lion King like four times. I wasn't that impressed.
The song that was. Oh yeah, I guess it is.
We were when I was in like African, which is good.
Oh yeah, I don't speak.
Right.
Whatever language they used to make that.
The African? The language is African?
African? The one language they have in Africa.
Well, we have American here.
No, we have English and also a plethora of other ones. And also, before we came
here. Let's be real, it's American.
Before we came here, all of the native tribes had their own languages. So.
Speak American. Right?
It's not even, because we speak a different dialect than people in the South do. Have you ever tried to talk to someone?
Oh my God,
I know, you're making a joke, but what I'm saying is, like, trying to talk to someone from, like, southern Louisiana, totally different experience than talking to someone from upstate New York.
Yeah, I was, I was listening to a... Which, what I mean to say is, I was reading a textbook when I was in high school.
You're listening to a textbook on your iPod in high school.
But it was about, like, Germany and how people in northern Germany can't understand people in southern Germany. And that's not even that far away.
It's the same thing in Spain. Mm-hmm. They literally have completely different languages. Yeah. Like, they have two different dialects
what's it called?
What are you talking about?
One in the north that has a weird name that's not called Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of them, like, none of them are called Spanish.
What are they called?
One is Castellano. Okay. It's like Castilian.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I don't remember the other ones at the moment.
It's called Spanish.
But even then, like, the Basque region has its own entire language to itself, and every dialect is, like, totally different than the other ones. Some of them, they drop off letters entirely, or, there's one really common thing that they do. Yeah, like, at the end of a word, if it ends in A-D-O... Like, hablado. Like,
I don't know what that means.
It means, if you say, like, he hablado, it's like, I have spoken. But if you said that in, or how about desperado?
Right? Desperado.
Sure. If you said that, you would say desperado. You just skip the D entirely.
Well, in Spain, they also, with the... Like Barcelona instead of Barcelona.
Uh-huh. The theta.
Yeah.
Barcelona, gracias.
Well, it's the same thing. Like, if you go to, it's like the difference between speaking Mexican Spanish or Spain Spanish. It's like England English or American.
And even Spain Spanish, like, you have to pick something from there, pick some dialect from there. When I was studying Spanish in college, I took a class about Spain, and we had, like, a study sheet. We didn't have to memorize or anything, but he gave us... The professor gave us just an example of, like, four different languages and the same word in each one of the, like, dialect languages from Spain. And some of them, it was an entirely different word. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the other words.
Well, look at it this way. Compare it to us and England, Scotland, and Ireland.
Right. So, one thing that's confusing is that there's Irish influences in Spain. There's, like, a Celtic influence.
Did the Celts invade Spain?
Yeah, they're like up in the northwest part. Yeah, okay. There was like a whole thing. So that's
have, like,
an influence
a Gaelic
too.
Thing going on.
Yeah, it's Gallego.
Sure.
Look it up. Google it. It's a real thing. But it's really confusing.
I believe
to look
you.
At.
I believe you enough that I don't even.
There's
have to
like
look it
seven.
Up.
I think it's like seven or nine or something, like, Celtic states, and that was one of them.
Well, that's like Alsace-Lorraine.
Yeah.
That's on the border of France and Germany, where they speak a mix of French and German.
Yeah, the dialect from northeastern Spain is pretty Frenchy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why Europe is cool, because they have so many different languages.
Yeah, they have a lot of cultural sharing in a way that we really don't. We try to dominate.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, we all speak English.
Yeah, we want people to assimilate to us, whereas there, they're just like, nah.
Yeah. Well, I think they're past that, because they are already fought all their wars against each other, hopefully. Hopefully they already finished
fighting
all their
wars. Yeah,
we're
still babies compared to almost all of those countries.
Like, some of the countries, they get mad at each other, they have a war, or somebody thinks they're better, and then they fight the other one. And they're like, no, Poland, you're not cool enough. We're going to fight you. Right?
Why did I hurt my foot?
Because you were on a scooter or something.
Why would I do it, though? Why would I hurt it? It feels like it's out of place almost.
I want to stop what we were talking about and go to a different topic altogether.
Okay.
Cuphead.
What is that now?
I thought you knew about it.
Did I?
Yeah, it's a video game that's the animation style of the 1930s.
Yeah, so it's like the animation style of like those old, early Mickey Mouse or like that one dancing skeleton
thing.
Like
Steamboat
thing.
Mickey and stuff like that.
Yeah,
style.
And Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Mickey. I stand by my what I said.
All those creepy old black facey looking like cartoons,
it's
that
such a cool
style. And apparently it's all jazz music-y too.
No, I'm sure it is.
Look up like a trailer or something for it. Because I saw a picture, but I didn't see like a trailer or anything. It doesn't come out until September.
Yeah, but it just, the gameplay looks like a cool old cartoon. Because it's all hand-drawn too.
Check the video. Just go to videos. The videos tab.
Videos tab. I know how to do things.
Just click the first one.
Oh, the first one. Cuphead on Steam.
He's so bad at this.
I know how to internet. There's 12 minutes of gameplay. I don't know why you want me to click on the 50-second picture.
They're probably going to talk over the gameplay.
We won't be able to hear it. But we can look at it. You guys can look at
it.
Well,
all I wanted was to hear it.
Well, I can unplug the microphone.
No, we'll just do it afterwards.
For some reason.
Just pause this and we'll remember to do it afterwards.
Okay, we'll watch it later.
But yeah, Cuphead looks really cool.
It's a cool looking
game. I hope that it comes out as good as it looks like it's going to.
Yeah, it's going to be like a bullet hell.
It's not even just that it's in that style. They're doing like cell animation.
Yeah, I know.
Like by hand.
It's hand drawn, yeah.
Which is so cool. You don't even get that in regular cartoons anymore, much less a video game. I wonder if there's ever been a video game made with like cell animation.
They had it before. I don't remember what
like
it was.
Like by hand though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There was video games for a long time.
Yeah, but they were kind of always pixels.
They had video games before they had computers.
And the hand-drawn things that you put on your screen do not count. Why are you grinning?
Because you didn't even pick up on my joke. You're supposed to run with my joke.
I don't understand what the joke is.
The joke is I said they had video games before they had computers.
But you need a computer to have a video game. Is that the joke?
Yeah, it's a joke. Jeez.
Perfect.
You just flew right past it, and I was trying to do. You're supposed to do
the
rebound.
That was the joke.
All right.
You gotta like wink at me real hard when you're telling a joke, so I know.
That's why I did the grin. I was waiting for you to pick.
Oh,
it up.
I thought you were making fun of me.
Why?
I don't know. I just assumed that at all times that if someone is enjoying themselves around me, it's probably at my expense.
Perfect.
Ugh. No, don't.
Well, then don't put it on me.
Why are you trying to pinch my ankle?
I'm going to pinch you whenever I want.
No!
I'm the pinch man.
I do not consent to your pitching.
Pinching. So I got a audiobook from the library that's the most boring book.
What is it?
I already bought the book, and I had the book, and I tried to read it, and I'm like,
it
this
was
is
boring.
So boring. So then I got the audiobook, and I'm like, this is even more boring.
Did he narrate it himself?
No, it's somebody else. Mm-hmm. But it's like a 500-page book. And it just keeps saying the same thing over and over and over again.
So do you want to clue us in on what the book is so nobody ever reads it?
It's called The Singularity Is Near. So
it's by Ray Kurzweil. You've probably heard of him.
Yeah, he's like an inventor, and
he's the guy who came up with the singularity.
Well, no, somebody else came up with the singularity.
Oh, really?
But he's like the
biggest.
He's
popularized it.
Yeah,
he's
the guy who's
proponent
like, the singularity is going to happen. And it's just, he goes through, he gives you a brief outline of it at the beginning.
Do you want to tell our audience what the singularity is?
The singularity is the point at which computers and humans become one. And
isn't it like where they're indistinguishable from each other?
Yeah.
Or is it where
when
we start to
we upgrade
have
ourselves
things.
With computers?
So,
and
So when we're all like Cybermen.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Well, it's just that in the way he explains it all in the first chapter, and then the book could be over. Because it's just, he goes through...
The next 25 chapters are him just saying, remember how I said that? Yeah, don't mean
this
it.
This is just a, like he, it just explains it.
This is a really long, drawn-out explanation of why computers get better.
And he like makes up fake conversations with people about like, well, what does this mean for me?
And it's what just does like, this oh mean for God. Me right now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's like somebody in 2004. What about, why would I want to be a computer? And then the computer's like, computer 2058. Well, you don't have to be a computer, but if you want to be, you can't. Oh my God,
go
shut up.
Go get the book. I want to read
it. It's
right next to you. I'm going to open it and just read a random passage.
Do it.
From somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Oh, that's a very interesting sentence.
Do it.
The point is that without defenses, the available biomass could be destroyed by gray goo very rapidly.
There's no context to that.
I think it's nanobots.
Oh, like yeah. He talks about nanobots, too. And he's like, oh, it's not alternate reality. It's nanobot reality. So it's like nanobots will create an environment for people. Like in
he has two paragraphs in a row here that say, like, I discuss below why this isn't important.
Yeah, he's like, I'll tell you about this later.
Steps we can take.
There's a lot of I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, there's like some graphs.
Yeah, there's
pictures. I'm going to go to like a different page. This one has the receipt in it, so that's probably good. No, it's not. It's just a big, long, bullet-pointed list. As I reported in Chapter 5.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like you remember Chapter 5 in whatever chapter this is. This has got a lot of quotes. This is like a student essay, but just really long.
Yeah. It's bad. It's really
some
bad.
Detailed of models of neurons, in particular those by Penrose and Hameroff, do assign a role to the microtubules in the functioning and growth
of dendrites
and axons. Oh my God,
please stop. Please stop. Okay, so here's an idea. Anybody, we're having a giveaway. It's a secret surprise.
If you would like don't, make her smiles.
Don't say what the prize is. It's a secret prize.
And another special secret
no,
prize.
No, there's no other prize. We have
one. We can send another special secret
okay,
prize.
Okay, we're going to send you a surprise if you enter our contest. All you have to do is say anything on any social media
any
and
social
you are
media
entered
or email
or you don't have website. To you don't have to reference us specifically
you don't
have to post on our page. If you say anything on social media
you
are entered.
Social media no you do actually have to mention us or something so that
send
we
us
know
a tweet, whatever
that, like post it on Facebook, email if you really want to.
Just send us your address and we'll give it to you. I don't
That's
care
true.
Who
the
wants
first
it.
Person to send their address who wants the Singularity is Near by
it's,
Ray Kurzweil, it's yours.
No, hey, why are you saying what it's supposed to be a secret
That's
prize?
That's not the secret prize. The secret prize is a different secret prize that all
include.
We
don't have anything else.
We have an entire apartment worth
See,
of things.
See, the joke was I was going to... They all knew what
the
secret
the joke?
Prize was.
Is that
because
the joke?
We were just talking about it. You're ruining all my jokes today. The joke was we were just talking about how awful this book is and that I have it. And then right in the middle of that, I was going to announce that we had a secret giveaway.
Yeah. I thank you for explaining the joke now.
Yeah. But you ruined it, so I had to explain it.
Okay. I'm sorry
I'm
ruined
tired.
The joke. Can I drink your watermelon water? Can you just call it watermelon? Because it's just
it's
water.
Just
you have to say melon water?
No, because that's different. Like, it could be cantaloupe. I think it's just melon. I think the waters cancel each other out because
it's
on two different sides of the equation. Give
Maybe
me some melon.
Maybe it's just water and you don't even say melon anymore.
I don't know.
Give me. It's cold.
It's watermelon water. Watermelon flavored Target brand. Watermelon flavored water. I think it's
watermelon flavored. Yeah, it is.
Simply
no.
balanced.
Yeah, it is. It's actually pretty good.
It's 100% satisfaction. Yeah, it kind of tastes like watermelon.
It's honestly like better than a lot of LaCroix.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite. I still like lime. Did you get my picture that I sent of all the LaCroix that they,
I did.
That they put in the, for the
Lucky
release?
Lucky you.
Oh, we have, this week is a crazy busy week for Card Kingdom.
Because of the release.
Yeah, we have to, well, I mean, it technically started today, this week
mm-hmm.
started today.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest
what
of the
Monday?
Week. Well, also, tomorrow we should be getting our first batch of packs to open.
Oh.
We don't start shipping out pre-order or bagging up pre-orders until Wednesday at noon. So tomorrow might just be opening up a bunch of cards.
You like doing that,
right? I do. But also, it might just be packing regular orders.
Sure.
Somebody else will get to open up all the cards, usually.
When do people get to start ordering the regular cards?
Pre-order started on June 13th.
Right, but you can't actually get them. You can't send them out until Friday, right?
No, yeah, we start packing the orders on Wednesday, and then we start shipping them out.
Okay.
And then so they show
so
up.
So they're all ready to go on Friday.
Yeah.
Ooh, that reminds me, your Final Fantasy game should arrive tomorrow.
Oh.
Because it was a pre-release that came out tomorrow. Do you want to talk about that?
It was Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age, I think mm-hmm. it's called. So it is the... A lot of Final Fantasy games, they released the game in Japan, and then they released it in America a couple months later, and then they still work on the game after that and make, like, an international edition which has bonus stuff in it. This one is similar to that, except that they put the game out and they just totally changed the way the game plays. Well, the game plays the same, but, like, the character
level up. The storyline and everything is the same, but the game mechanics are different.
The game mechanics are different, like, entirely, so I'm excited. And I really love Final Fantasy XII. I like the story mm-hmm. in it. They also changed the voice acting, so it's good now. Because, like, when you listen to the voice acting in 12, it sounded like they were, like, yelling from another room. Like,
that bad?
Yeah.
What platform was 12 on?
PS2.
Just regular PlayStation? PS2. Oh, PS2 when they couldn't get the voices right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the voice acting in 10 was a lot better than 12.
Weird.
Yeah.
Or it's probably a budget issue.
Yeah, I don't know, but I can put it on for you so you can hear it. Like, it just, like, it sounds like
I do, yeah, after the podcast echo. You should, because I want to hear it. We'll play the Cuphead video and then...
And then the Final Fantasy 12, really awkward.
Right before the podcast, I finished painting my nails. Shout out to textured nail polish. It's the best thing in the whole world.
It's the worst thing.
It feels like sand on my fingers.
It's probably not the worst thing in the world, but it's, like, very far from the top of the list.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close to the top.
I'd say it's
the
in
list.
The bottom third.
I would say it's in the top tenth.
Okay. We have different opinions.
We're different people.
Sometimes you don't bounce the jokes back to me that I'm throwing out there. You just
did you want to talk about how your pre-release went yesterday? Because you only talked about the Saturday. Saturday.
I didn't talk about any of them.
I went 2-2.
Barely talked about. I also went 2-2.
On Saturday.
And then Sunday I went 3-1.
I got a pack.
I lost in the first round to a guy who I played in the finals of a different one against. And I beat him the last time, but he beat me this time.
Oh!
And then I won the other three games. And I got to meet Marshall Sutcliffe. And we talked for a while, which
is
cool.
What did you talk to him about?
Well, I was just talking to him because when I first moved to Seattle, or before we moved,
mm-hmm.
I sent him a tweet and I was like, hey, I'm moving to Seattle soon. I know you're from there. What's a good card shop to go to? And he said, go to Card Kingdom. It's great. Best store in the country. And I was like, okay. So I told him, I was like, I just wanted to thank you for giving me a recommendation for this place on Twitter, like, over a year ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, it's the best store in the country. And I'm like, I know. I work here now. So that was cool. And then we just talked about it. And he's like, oh, you came from North Dakota? Man, that sucks. Like, or not that it sucks.
That is such a common reaction. No, like, oh, good job getting out.
That's a lot different than here. And I'm like, and then we just...
Do you feel, when you tell people you came from North Dakota, is the standard reaction, like, you upgraded, like, good job leaving, like, well, oh, I'm so sorry.
And I was like, yeah, I... Seattle's my city. Like, I definitely belong in.
Yeah,
like,
you should have been
here.
He's
like, yeah, you look
ago.
Like you belong here.
You honestly probably should have moved here after college or high school.
Mm, yeah.
I think you would have had a very different life.
Yeah, if I moved here after high school, I'd be working at Wizards of the Coast now.
I think you would.
Because that's when they were hiring.
Yeah.
For, like, a long time ago. I'd be like, I need to come work for you guys.
You can get in through customer service. Lots of people get in through, like, customer service and stuff. Yeah. But I know you don't want to do customer service again. And I don't really blame you because customer service is awful.
Yeah.
It's an awful job.
But yeah, but, I mean, they're not always hiring, but sometimes
they're hiring quite a bit, just not usually for jobs you're qualified for.
Yeah, I just have to prove myself. I think if I get my foot in the door, I could do pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Customer service is like,
yeah, that's the worst.
It is. Especially since you're not working with customers directly now.
Yeah, I don't ever want to talk to customers.
Yeah. I don't either, so I don't anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty great.
Oh, so I went to the dentist. I'm just going back to that.
Sure.
Put a crown in it, and they did some fillings on the top, too.
Okay.
Because we were there already.
Were these new fillings or replaced fillings?
Because
I knew you had some getting
replaced.
One
was the one that came off.
Okay.
That's a new one. They put it back in, or put a new one in, and then there's another new one.
Do they have to, like, drill again? I don't know how fillings work.
Yeah, they drill.
So if one comes out, they have to drill more?
I don't think they drilled this one.
Do they, like...
I actually don't know what they're doing, because my face was all numb.
So I'm writing a rule at work to restrict etching acid and etching solution, and I keep getting, like, dentist things, and I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to get, but I assume
it is.
Can
you use that for glasses?
If it etches teeth, you can etch glass, right?
Can you put, like, dollar signs on
your teeth? Yeah, probably. I think that's how you get cavities. Do you ever want a tooth jewel?
No.
Me neither, because that's a weird...
That's ridiculous.
That's weird. I think people have tried to tattoo teeth, which I don't think is a real thing.
That just sounds painful.
You can tattoo your gums. I've definitely seen people do that. Yeah. Or, like, your lip. Mm. I kind of a little bit want to get that pierced. Like, under your tongue.
That just seems like an awkward spot for it, because it's going to, like, be in your mouth all the time.
Yeah, but it's cool.
It's
like
that.
A little secret piercing for yourself.
Alright. There's other places you can get secret piercings.
Yeah, but this one, like, it's an oral piercing that won't hurt your teeth. Because your friend, like, the friend
you
want or whatever.
Except for when you talk, it'll just bang
of your
on
tongue.
Your bottom teeth.
No. The very...
Yeah, no, I know. But it'll...
That doesn't get anywhere near
I feel
your
like
teeth.
It's going to just dig in.
No, that doesn't get anywhere near your teeth.
I don't... I mean, you do what you want, but...
I'm not going to. I just kind of want to. I don't know. That's all.
I'm not into it.
I'm not good at healing piercings.
I'm over piercings.
I
did that when I was, like, a teenager, and then
I'm probably done getting piercings.
And then I took them all out, and I'm done.
Yeah, you never had facial piercings, though.
I had ear piercings. Ears are on your face, right?
No, your ears are not on your face. Your ears are definitely not.
Where does
on
my
face
end?
It ends right behind, like, your cheekbone here.
Right before,
like,
your
right
ear.
Right there. Like, your sideburn is the
I think when you look at someone and you see their face, you see ears.
Yeah, but that's not a face.
When you draw a face, you'd see, you see there's
if you
ears.
You were going to ask what someone's facial features look like, would you describe their ears?
Yeah.
I don't think that you would.
I think, if you were an artist sketch, or a sketch artist, asked to draw a face, would you draw someone's ears?
Alexa, what parts of your head are on your face?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
She doesn't have a face, she wouldn't know.
Alexa, are your ears part of your face?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Google, are your ears part of your face?
All right, this is, I'm yes, ears. Ears, yes. And your ears no.
My ears no. Because I'm right. You are not the first person to ask this question. Bordered laterally by the temples and inferiorly
okay,
by
okay, there's
abdomen.
An argument on Reddit.
I'll settle an argument. Are ears considered part of the face?
This is an
no,
argument.
No, they're not.
I consider the face to be the front of the head. Ears are on the side of the head and on the face. Okay, so it's very varied. Definitions vary, but may include hair, forehead, eyebrow, eyelashes, nose, ears, cheeks, mouth, lips, philtrum, temple, teeth.
No, I'm sorry, but your hair also not part of your face. It's like saying your whole scalp is your face.
I think it's harder to... It's like asking whether the hairline on a person is part of the face.
No, your ears are not part of your face!
I think it is.
They're not.
I think that if... Okay.
Like the top two to
if
three
you,
comments
when
say
you're,
no.
Okay, I know, but look at the... If,
yeah.
Like, if you're a police sketch artist,
mm-hmm.
and someone asks you to draw... someone's face, do you draw ears?
How about this? Different question. If someone has long hair that covers their ears, do you consider their face partially obscured?
Yes.
You do not. You're just saying that because it proves your argument.
Well, you didn't answer my question.
Okay, do I? If there's a sketch artist?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they're also going to draw the neck, which is not part of your face, and the top of the head, which is not part of the face. And they're going to draw shoulders if they can.
If you ask them to just draw the face. Will they draw the ears?
No, they're going to draw your whole head. If they just draw the face, no, they're not
they
going to
draw
ears. You know what? I'm going to double down.
They won't,
no.
They won't draw your whole head because they can't just draw the back of your head. Because that's not
say,
at all drawing your face.
It's also not interesting to draw the back of your head unless there's like a tattoo.
I think that the ears are definitely part
your
of your face.
Your ears are absolutely not part of your
this
face.
This is the best argument we've ever had, by the way. Anyone listening... You can shout your opinions at your device.
Phone, probably.
Or
it's
on Twitter.
Phone. My feet are tingling.
We are
why?
At a
why
podcast.
Why are my feet tingling?
They're not.
No, they're not. I haven't been like sitting on them or anything. I think I'm dying.
You're probably dying.
Yeah.
Have you made your doctor's appointment
yes,
yet?
I did. It's Wednesday.
Okay.
God.
So just don't die before then and you'll be fine. they fix you. That's what doctors do, right? You go to the doctor and they're like, they give you a medicine. They give you a special medicine and then you're fixed.
Well, not if they don't give you the right medicine.
Oh.
Sometimes you need a different medicine.
Yeah, or you'll be poorly from too much electric. All right.
I think it's time to go and be asleep and not awake.
Good night.
Bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.